This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense, and the last song was West New York by Gray, GRE/AY, off of Sound of a Sinking Ship. Before that, Clockwork by Welted off of their album Smile, and the first of the three was Charlotte by Slint off of their album Tweeze. Yeah, really like the pairing of Gray with Welted. I think West New York might be my favorite song off of Sound of a Sinking Ship. I was really into that album a few months ago. Yeah, I like that little packet of songs. Recently, I watched the documentary about Slint called Breadcrumb Trail, and I think it gave me a new appreciation of the band. I mean, Spiderland is already one of my favorite albums of all time, probably. Really significant one for me that probably influenced my taste a lot. And then that documentary, however, gave me, I mean, a greater appreciation for Spiderland, but also a different appreciation for the album Tweeze, which I guess I never really got into. But the understanding of it is sort of like a, you know, the first culmination of these young guys is like musical output, and then also a lot of messing around at the studio, particularly coming up with like the vocal bits that got added over top and were really just like studio experimentation, and kind of the overreaching hand of like Steve Albini. So it also made me really curious about the re-release or like de-Albini'd version of it that was released within the last few years. I haven't given that a listen yet. I thought that was kind of vain when I first became aware of it. But I also now appreciate that it's actually like a very, probably a very different approach to the music. And I'm kind of curious about like what the small changes are between them. Yeah, watching that documentary really, really impressed me. I mean, really, I knew that these guys were essentially kids when they did all this stuff. But it was really impressive. It was interesting to like peek into the people behind this stuff. But I think it also made me realize, I guess, like, how inspired I've been by albums like Spiderland. And that, I mean, I'm not a musician. I like to write. But I think the feeling of certain songs, like you have on that album, have left, like, a really significant impression on me. Probably, on top of a lot of, like, novels and poetry that I've read, you know, kind of gave me this image of what I was like kind of maybe like chasing after. And I didn't really come to appreciate that until like feeling so blown away watching this documentary and having it make me kind of rethink my appreciation of this music. So anyway, definitely recommend Breadcrumb Trail. It's up on YouTube, presently, but, yeah, here's another song.
Since this
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense, and the last song was Suffer Debt by Truth Club off of their album Running from the Chase. Before that, Rubber Man by Stitch off of their album Bright and High. And Birdshot by Shallow Water off of their album There Is a Well. Yeah, Stitch was the band that I came across most recently out of those three. Truth Club before that, recommendation from Cameron at CJLO. And then Shallow Water, whom I saw play last summer with Golden Star here in Montreal. Really fantastic. I heard a little bit of a sound in Stitch that reminded me of Shallow Water, some like kind of trills on the guitars on one of the songs. I'm not sure if it was Rubber Man or something else, but nevertheless. Yeah. Stitch, again, very excited because they're actually I think they're from Victoria, Vancouver or Victoria. I think I came across them because I was following some, like, mini label situated out there, and I was really impressed by that album. That came out within the last few months, I think, like, 2 or 3 months ago, March 10th, I think. Really good, more or less exactly up my alley, and also really exciting to know that like, brand of music is being played around with over there. It's not siloed off elsewhere, but I mean, it's kind of cool, also frustrating that I see like this, I'm going to call it like a dynamic post-hardcore-esque post-rock. I always think I'd have like a better term, a shorter term, but it's popping up all over the place across Canada. I feel like Stitch is an example of it in the West Coast, Fencing and Tarp in Winnipeg, and then we've got our own here in Golden Star in Montreal. So yeah, it's really cool to see that sound being played with by all sorts of people. And I mean, it obviously varies a lot between these bands, but I mean, like, slow, willing to be sparse, cathartic music. I don't know. Really, stuff that I like, I guess I should say. Yeah, there's going to be more of that vein in that... Jeez. More like that coming up. Stay tuned.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Drown. didn't forget.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Metal by Memory Card off of his album Siren Surf Hurricane. Before that, Slanting Slightly by Earth Moon Transit off of their album Faking It, Not Making It. And the first of the three was Rock Song by Taupe off of their upcoming album, New Window. That's going to release this week, June 4th. There's going to be a release show. Oh, dang, I forget the venue. It's going to be with Helene Barbier and Good Feeling. So those are two really fantastic acts on top of Taupe, who are also incredible. It is going to be at La Sautereinte here in Montreal, June 4th. That's going to be a really good show. Last time I saw Taupe, they were playing at Hemisphere Gauche. I forget who with. It was the Lovelit release show. And I don't know how long it had been since I saw them. Probably not very long, but they just blew me away. Just really incredible. Good Feeling is also sick. They've released one thing. It was like a four-song thing a year and a half ago or something. Also really impressed me. I know one of the members was previously known as Stegosaurus, or like was part of a band by that name. And Helene Barbier is just like already well known, really terrific. So that's kind of a stacked bill. I think I already bought a ticket for it. It would probably be a good idea if I did that, because this definitely seems like a show that could sell out. At least it's at SOT, so it's not like going to a show at Petit Ours that's like guaranteed to sell out if, you know, you have at least like two good bands playing. Also went to a very good show there recently, at Petit Ours on a playoffs night for the Habs. Bracelet, Sunforger was releasing an album, and then Third Band. Who was the Third Band? Ah, oh, they were really good too. All the bands were really good that night, but I forget. Sasha K. Yeah. Anyway. Earth Moon Transit, Norwegian band, named after a Duster song, but sound totally different now. I forgot about them for years, and it was really cool to like realize that they released an album last year, and it sounded totally different from their previous stuff. In fact, I think it was inspired, that song, by Pavement.
eyes won't sink my soul. I've dreamt of this, but it never comes. But it never comes. The horizon! The nature's dry. But dreaming, the sun comes up, the blisters burn my soul. I'm dreaming of something now, of something now. On the horizon, the nature's dry, and all the groovy ones. We'll be right back.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was I Blink and See Nothing by Golden Star off of Chamber Music, their most recent EP. And then before that, Skinnies by Picastro off of Metal Cares. And the first of the three was Our Singer by Pavement off of their album Slanted and Enchanted. And the thing that I noticed when I was picking out that Earth Moon Transit song was that, like I had said before, they really diversified since their like earlier albums and EPs. I also was looking at the title of that, the song from Earth Moon Transit, Slanting Slightly, and listening to it, it's like, oh, this is probably influenced by Slanted and Enchanted, and I think that's the case. Maybe I'm not right, but I think it's there. We're approaching the end of the hour. There's gonna be one more song, if it fits, to play out that. I've got a little bit of time here. What else is there to say? Okay, Taupe Show, June 4th, Helene Barbier, and Good Feeling. That's going to be a really sick show, June 4th at Sot. Upcoming albums, is there anything up there? Picastro is releasing an album. I forget the date that it's supposed to come out at. Let me check. My voice is getting quiet now. It's supposed to come out. Oh, they released another single. Okay, cool. June 12th, so that's in less than a couple weeks from right now. I listened to the first song off of it, which is like the opening track, and I was actually pleasantly surprised. I wasn't a big fan of Picastro's releases post Metal Cares. Really like their first album and Metal Cares. Also, there's like a Zeroth album that I've never found a copy of that I think released on cassette, like late 90s. That'd be really cool to find, but I've never heard it. But anyway, their first two like available albums I like a lot. But I'm also looking forward to their album that's coming out very soon. That seems pretty cool. Like the single on it. And then also, going back to Stitch, Vancouver or Victoria band, very cool. They put out their album a few months ago. They're probably going to be played again on the show. I'm a big fan of them, and I'm looking forward to more. Anyway, we are now within seconds of me having to stop talking. The last song will be Look What You've Done to Me Now by Grifters, as it appears on the Smitten Love Song compilation. Thank you for listening.
2, 3, 4. Thank you.
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psycho Billy Legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Almond Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
On September 23rd and 24th, you can meet over 100 employers in the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center. If you are considering a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields, then join us on September 23rd for the Engineering and Technology Fair. On September 24th, many top companies, organizations, and schools will be at the Career and Further Education Fair. Pick up your free copy of Queen's Best Interview, Resume, and Cover Letter Highlights magazine on both days and get free professional headshots on Thursday, September 24th. Both events are open to all Queen's students of all years and run from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.